The Equifax breach a year later. The company is closing the barn door, but the horses are long gone. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, demystifying the digital economy. I'm Molly Wood. It's been 1 year to the day since Equifax announced a giant hack, 4 months after criminals stole sensitive personal information of more than 147 million people. And in that year, kind of nothing. No federal data breach notification laws, no big changes to how credit agencies collect information or tell you what they're collecting. Equifax stock is almost back up to where it started. One thing that has happened, though, Equifax has spent $200 million beefing up its security. That was part of a deal with 8 states that let the company avoid fines in exchange for protecting our data better. Let's dig into this in Quality Assurance, the segment where we take a deeper look at a big tech story. Lily Hay Newman is a security reporter for Wired. She said Equifax has improved its infrastructure.
But definitely that's their side of the story. And for 147 million people, there's probably outstanding questions about, you know, what that's really going to look like and whether they can trust those remediations.
And then we still don't know what, if any, long-term consequences there might be for Equifax. Is there any update on that side of the house?
There are some efforts to confirm that Equifax has made the changes to their security posture that they claim. 8 states signed an agreement with them, including California, to do sort of monthly progress updates and then a third-party audit at the end of this year to, you know, see how they're doing and check their progress. But yeah, in terms of the larger superstructure of the credit monitoring and reporting industry and of the identity protection industry, a lot is really still deeply enmeshed and intertwined.
And how about the ramifications for consumers? Has any of that started to play out in any traceable way?
I don't believe so. I don't think we know what happened to the data. I don't think it's been released on the dark web or being sold anywhere. So far, it's not clear who took it or why. But I think the big ramification is kind of the larger issue of combining Equifax with all the other breaches that have happened. Now, we really are at a point where people need to kind of assume that their social security number or their driver's license number or their home address has been compromised in a breach. Because even if it wasn't Equifax, combining that just massive amount of data with everything else that's been exposed over the years, the odds are starting to get pretty bad.
Lily Hay Newman, that seems like a delightfully bummer place to end. Thank you for the time.
Thanks for having me.
One new law that did come out of the Equifax breach forces all 3 credit agencies, Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion, to let you freeze and unfreeze your credit for free. That law takes effect September 21st. And Equifax is still under investigation by the Federal Trade Commission, the Consumer Finance Protection Bureau, and the Securities and Exchange Commission. Marketplace Tech is produced by Matt Purdy. Eve Tro is our senior producer. Sarah Bruguer and Dan Powell engineer the show. And thank you so much for all the nice notes you sent us about our 1 year anniversary and the kinds of stories you want to hear in year 2. Keep them coming. mptech@marketplace.org is our email address, and have a great weekend. I'm Molly Wood. This is APM. Not everyone gets a chance to learn about the economy in school. Marketplace helps you continue your education in a way that's smart, accessible, and hopefully a little bit fun. Your donation is not only an investment in your own learning, but also in helping us make more people smart about the economy. And that's good for everyone. To learn how you can help, visit marketplace.org/investors. And thank you.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.